You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The water here that Blaine has brought is from Tulkanbi Fish Lake, part of the sacred waters and the sacred part of our territory that is being proposed to be destroyed. There is so very much to cover, so little time. And I hope that I can do justice to our cause, to our fight, and to the unity that we all see gathering. We were gathered earlier today, as was mentioned, in front of the annual general meeting of Taseko Mines Limited. We had done so a couple of years before. I can't believe it was 2 years ago. And it was very honored to be able to be there with everyone. Maud was also there earlier today, as well as our friends from Mexico, Chile, and Guatemala. Very, very honored, and we need to be able to support all of these issues and hold the governments accountable. As Maud said, I mean, you have it all there. Maud laid it all out for you, all the statistics. The Taseko Mines Limited, for example, they were defeated. They were already defeated. The federal government said no. But yet they have already turned around and they have been allowed to present an alternative proposal that the company themselves, the federal government, as well as the panel, had said was worse than the one that was rejected just last year. So how are we back at that again? That's the Harper government, and they want to pass the buck to the British Columbia government. The BCEAO, in the last go-around, rubber-stamped that proposal. This time around, what they would be looking for is an amendment, as you can imagine, just an amendment to the proposal that was turned down already. With our people, of course, you're all aware, our constitutionally protected rights, or is it really? That's what I would have to ask. With the government, the Harper government, and the way things are going, and the way Maud laid it out, the Fisheries Act is being watered down. That is one of the most important pieces that actually held up that process and was a part of stopping that mine from going through. Of course, as well as the Chilcotin people ourselves and our rights. And we talk about holding our governments accountable. There's a United Nations level, a United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples that calls for minimum standards for the free, prior, and informed consent. Our people in the Chilcotin have not given our consent, and we will not give our consent, never. There is two existing mines in Williams Lake area, which is 3 hours east of our home, Gibraltar Mine and Mount Polly. Gibraltar Mine is looking at an expansion. The Gibraltar Mine is also in Tsikwatin territory and have never been in any kind of a relationship with our people. So that's another issue and another fight that we have to tackle. And the Musqueam people, I'm very honored to say that we were with them just the other day. And I hope that there's some of you in this room that we stopped on that day that we blocked the bridge in support of the Musqueam. They are protecting their ancestral burial that was dug up by construction, trying to build condominiums. It's not a pit house, so it's harder to say. And, you know, normally that should be, through the government processes, it should be an automatic stop work, and it should be a heritage site. Why is that continuing? with that, I encourage everyone to go to the MARPOL site. Go there just to say hi, to lend your support to the people there, and to also write letters perhaps to the government here, and as well as in the city of Vancouver here. In addition to that, of course, we're all aware of the Enbridge pipeline, the Site C Dam. Ruben mentioned the Kinder Morgan pipeline. There's the Jumbo Ski Resort in the Kootenays that the BC government just approved. There is endless issues and threats on our land, on our way of life. And we are coming together in more unity. Our strength is gathering, not just as Indigenous peoples, but as all of you are here, and from Mexico, Chile, we are gathering, and our strength is connecting. And I'm so very honored to be able to be a part of that in this day and age. And we cannot allow the government. We cannot allow them to continue this. The Mount Milligan mine, on the very same day that the federal government announced the prosperity non-approval, I received a phone call at my office back home. Believe it or not, I was there. And Minister Duncan advised that he was calling to let me know about the two projects. One was Mount Milligan. They gave the green light to Mount Milligan. And they did not authorize prosperity as proposed. And of course, my simple reaction to him was that our people, myself, was very grateful, very thankful that they did not authorize the prosperity project. But I was also very disappointed in the fact that the government was playing one off of the other and that they had approved Mount Milligan. Because in Mount Milligan, their people are fighting the very same fight as us, fighting to save the headwaters of the Stewart. Those waters flow north to the Arctic watershed. They were their hunting grounds, their trapping territory, all of that is the same fight that we are in. And that's what they were looking at protecting. One of my members, my elders back home, said to me today on the phone, when I told him about the Musqueam Bridge block, he said, with all the people in that being held up by that blockade, being angry, being frustrated because they can't get to work or they're going to miss their flight. And I have to say, flights were delayed and people were late for work because we were there at 7 a.m. And but he said, that's how our people feel. That is how our people feel. We have been put on the back burner and we have been put on the sidelines and ignored, or what is it, denied our rights as people, as Indigenous people, for so many years. And with all the government changes to the acts and regulations to pave the way for mining companies and other destruction, does that mean that they're going to go and they're going to outlaw our people from drumming and singing again, from doing our ceremonies and our prayers? That's what the company is asking. The Taseko Mines Limited is asking that we not be allowed to do that in the upcoming panel hearings. So, yes, shame, shame, and shame. That is the kind of ridiculous processes that we have to put up with. You see where those changes come from. Comes from the companies. And I have to say, from Anna Marie Sam as well, the Mount Milligan project has always been about divide and conquer. That's what it's always about in our territories and the issues that we face. The BC government did a revenue sharing agreement with McLeod Lake, Natkasli's neighbor, and excluded Natkasli. Now the elders and the people in McLeod Lake are having an uprising against their chief and council for signing on with that company. So it doesn't stop there. And the other thing is that you have to keep in your mind, your heart, and your soul, and remember and ask for the Creator to help us, is to take those investment dollars and take it away from all these companies. Let the investors know we do not want to sell our land or our resources or our way of life. With the Terrain Metals in Mount Milligan case, Thompson Creek is hurting for money. Let the investors beware. Do not invest in these companies. They're throwing their money away. We cannot allow this to continue to happen. There are so many changes that the Harper government as well as the BC government are pushing forward without your say. You have to hold the governments accountable. You cannot allow it. It comes from each one of us as a person, as voters. And I thank you very much for being able to be here and continue to be united.